North Iowa's best variety on this Monday morning, 95.9 KCHA, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM. Community Conversations brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center, and we're being joined by Cameron from the Charles City Public Library. Good morning, Cameron.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
How are you on this Monday?
I am hanging in there. I can't believe the weather we've been having, honestly.
No. Yeah, it's kind of chillier today, but hey, it's still above normal. You can't go wrong with that. I think normal highs for this time of year are in the low to mid-20s or something like that. So anytime we're over freezing, that's a good day here across North Iowa.
Absolutely.
That's right. No snow on the ground anymore. Things are looking spring-like. Unfortunately, we still have a lot of winter yet to go.
We'll see if that turns around, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, we do have a lot of programs coming up. Not necessarily too much for the kids this time around, but a lot of adult activities that we'll get to here in a bit. But we do have some things for the kids coming up. Talk about Get Messy.
Yeah, of course. Get Messy is still one of our biggest programs for kids. They love it. We love it. And tomorrow, we are doing perler beads on the 13th at 3:30 p.m. Get Messy is a program held every Tuesday, or at least most Tuesdays, I should say, at 3:30 p.m. Tomorrow, perler beads is what the kids are going to be playing around with. And the week after that, we are looking at some air dry clay on February 20th.
Oh, that's always fun.
I know, right? I can't wait to see what kinds of crazy things they come up with. They're always so creative.
They are.
And then we'll see what they come up with tomorrow for perler beads. And then the next week, air dry clay. Get Messy is Tuesdays at 3:30 p.m.
So is that something that kids can just show up for? Do you have a sign up for it?
Nope, not for this particular program. Anybody is welcome to come. It is aimed at elementary school students in terms of age and like the level of activity. But, maybe even older kids will get a kick out of perler beads. Who knows?
Excellent. So, of course, we got numerous different adult programs coming up, like the Cookbook Club. Go ahead and talk about some of those.
Absolutely. So later this week, our big adult program is Cookbook Club. That is happening the 15th, this Thursday, at 6:30 p.m. Cookbook Club is a club where each month you make recipes with a theme, and then we all come together and we share the results at the library in the meeting room. The particular food theme this month is brunch, which I love brunch, so I'm real excited to see what people bring for that one. The one sort of caveat is that the recipe you find has to be from a library cookbook, so then we can make copies, distribute it, and then other people have the opportunity to check out that cookbook and see what other yummy things they can make from it later. So on February 15th, that's this Thursday at 6:30 p.m., we will be eating some brunch, and I'm very excited for that. Just a couple of days later, on Saturday at 1 p.m., that's February 17th at 1 p.m., we've got a Dungeons & Dragons session happening for all adults and older teenagers who are interested. If you've never played D&D before, that's totally fine. You can come to the library while we're open during the week, and we can work out a character situation together. I should be around, because I'm the one leading the program, and I would be the one to talk to about creating a character as well. If you're interested in Dungeons & Dragons and you want to try it out and you're an adult or a late teen, February 17th at 1 p.m. is the time to come. We do recommend that you sign up, though, just to make sure that we are fully prepped for everybody who plans to attend. And last but not least, Diamond Art Night is happening next week at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 20th. We have some kits for people who want to come and try out Diamond Art. Maybe they've heard about it and they think it looks cool. Maybe it's come across their social media page, but they don't know for sure if they're interested. Diamond Art Night is a great night to come and try that out. I don't want to deter folks who have done Diamond Art before, though. We do have plenty of people who come every month because they're interested in just spending a night out away from the kids and hanging out with other folks doing crafts. So Diamond Art Night on February 20th at 6:30 p.m. is a great opportunity to come and do that.
So do you have any guys that sign up for that Diamond Art Night?
Just
like the guys that forget to get their, significant other or something for Valentine's Day? Maybe they could save face at this?
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with Diamond Art, Chris, but it takes a lot of practiced movement, which is part of the reason that it's a recurring program. You are unlikely to walk away after 1 hour of work with a completed product. unless you are Superman. But we do actually have gentlemen who have come to Diamond Art 9 before, so everyone is welcome to come and attend that. Don't feel too don't feel like you're going to be in the minority necessarily.
Definitely. Awesome. Awesome if that's coming up. Of course, you have a website jam-packed full of information like we always promote every other week. Talk about your website and you can sign up for a newsletter. I get the newsletter on a weekly basis.
Absolutely. So if you want updates on what is going on at the library, the two best places to do that are on Facebook, where we are just Charles City Public Library. We're pretty easy to find that way. Or on our website, we post updates fairly regularly on programs and things that are happening. That is charles-city.lib, as in library, .ia, as in Iowa, .us, as in the United States. Those are the two places where you can see most readily what we're up to and is available at the library, all of that good stuff. Otherwise, feel free to come in during our open hours or call us if you're ever not sure and have a question about something. 641-257-6319 is our library phone number.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you joining us here this morning, even though it is a Monday. But hey, you got us back in the mood to start the week.
You
got to
start somewhere, Chris.
Oh, this is great. So once again, at charles-city.lib.ia.us, check out the many programs coming up at the Charles City Public Library. Thanks, Cameron. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Absolutely, Chris. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. That was Cameron once again at the Charles City Public Library here on Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center.